This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك سميع مجيب الدعاء. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع ودعاء لا يسمع. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَأَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِ يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. جزاكم الله خير for coming. May Allah reward you. If I can ask all the youth to be on the floor, because there's still people coming, and in case we don't have enough chairs, and that would be really nice. Today, if you think last week was hard, you better get ready this week. It's really hard though this week. And honestly, when I was preparing it, and I was reading it, I can't tell you how many dua I made. It's a reality, but it's very... It's a tough reality. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us learn and benefit from what we are learning. Ya Rabbi Ameen. So bismillah, what we covered last week, if you remember, is the Day of Judgment. And what we covered, we said Day of Judgment has many names, more than 50 names. We went through the names. Just a quick reminder so all you can be, as we say, in the mood. Number one, we said it's the Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Day of Resurrection. Then we said it's Yawm al-Akhir, the last day, and the Sa'a, the hour, Yawm al-Ba'th, the Day of Resurrection, Yawm al-Khuruj, the Day of Coming Out, Al-Qari'ah, the Striking Hour, Yawm al-Fasl, the Day of Decision, Yawm al-Din, the Day of Recompense, Yawm al-Sakha, the Trumpet Blast, Al-Tam al-Kubra, the Greatest Catastrophe, Yawm al-Hasra, the Day of Grief, Al-Ghashiyah, the Overwhelming, Yawm al-Khulud, the Day of Eternal Life, Yawm al-Hisab, the Day of Reckoning, Al-Waqi'ah, the Event, Yawm al-Wa'id, the Day of Whereof Warning Has Been Given, Yawm al-Azifa, the Day that is Drawing Near, Yawm al-Jam'ah, the Day of Assembly, Al-Haqqah, the Inevitable. I just got 19, because what you are, and I hope when you go and read the Quran, and when these names comes, especially if you're reading Juz'u Amma, Juz'u Taba, the last three ajza, you will find the majority of these names. Especially in Juz'u Amma, a lot of these are there. What I want you to, when you look at a name in the Quran, there is a reason why Allah put that name. The name just not just because it's a name. The name has to have a meaning, and the meaning is something for me to learn. It is something for me to reflect, something for me to make me change. And honestly, by Allah, if after learning about this, and anyone in this room, and anyone listening to me, did not change, or at least made the resolve, the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Allah help me to change, we have a huge problem. Because honestly, I don't know what else will change us. And the fact you know we are all gonna end up dying. You all know that we're gonna be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not gonna be just like I'm inviting you coming to my home and I open the door and welcome. And I wish it was this way. And I'm gonna take you through it today, and then hopefully may Allah make it easy for all of us. Number one is where it's gonna be. Where we're gonna be gathering. It's not gonna be on this earth. It's not gonna be the same. And one of the beautiful things the scholars said that there is gonna be in a place where there is no sins. Nobody had sinned before. And nobody is sinning. So it's a completely new, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in the Quran. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرُ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ. The day when this earth will change. So it's not my opinion and yours. It's Allah's word. And it is His day of judgment. So that day, this earth will change. And there's a lot of things we can't even think of. But we need to believe, because that's what he said. It's going to change, and I will just translate the verse, on the day when the earth will be changed to another earth, and so will be the heavens, and they, all the creatures, all the creation, will be presented in front of Allah. وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ, and he didn't say Allah, الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَارِ, the one and the irresistible. Now imagine if you have an interview tomorrow, and most of you have gone through this. And how do you feel the night before an interview? Or the day of the interview? Or be 5 minutes before they will call your name? How do you feel? People take medications, right? Some people can't. And this is a human being. I always say this to myself before I go to any interview. They will not be able to harm me or benefit. They're like me. If I am so scared of a human being, what am I going to do there? So where it's going to be, it's going to be a different, completely different earth. Rasul ﷺ said the following, يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ عَلَىٰ أَرْضٍ بَيْضَاءَ عَفْرَاءَ كَقَرْصَةٍ نَقِيٍ. The people will be gathered. Where is it, Ya Rasulullah? On the day of resurrection, mankind will be gathered on an earth that is reddish white. Reddish white, like a fine loaf of bread. So it's not this earth. The main thing that will change, as we're coming to, that it's all going to be flat. There will be no mountains. There will be no hills. There will be no up and down. There will be no sea. There will be no water. It's all going to be flat. Completely new place, white, white to red. That's what they were saying. Now you get ready. The chapter name is the terror of the day of judgment. أهوال يوم القيامة. Subhanallah. And they say the following. The day of judgment is a day of fear. And how long is the day of judgment? How long is a day? How long? It's a day. But it's not 24 hours. How long? Anybody? The other ayah. 50,000 years. Equal that day, equal 50,000 days of now. 1 year is too long. 50 years, oh. Lived 100 years, wow. One day, that day is 50,000. 50,000. You know when you are so scared, what do you look? You're looking at like, okay, 2 minutes left, right? When you are going through something difficult and you say, it's gonna end, how long? It's not much left. This is 50,000. Again, anything I'm telling you is not my words. It's all قَالَ اللَّهُ قَالَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The names of the Day of Judgment and the description of it is enough before I get you to the details. Number one, and this is what says, what is the signs that the Day of Judgment has really these terrors, all these scary events? What is the proof? Number one, Allah called it يَوْمٌ عَظِيمٌ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ النَّاسُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It's a great day. Great day. You look at it as you get invited to this wedding or you get invited to this event. And people call you, says, you better come. This is not the usual event. This is a great event. But that's for fun. This one is not fun. Nothing to do with fun. Nothing to do but with fear. Why? Because it's a day of exams, the final exam. It's the final exam. It's exactly how we all are. The whole year, you're prepared, you're ready, you go to the final exam, you have a little bit of anxiety, but people kept telling you, you did your homework, you studied very well, why you're afraid? Versus you have done nothing. Nothing. How do you feel? You wish they were postponed. You wish there is no day, there's no test. That's how it is. So if I and you are ready as much as we can, plus the rahmah of Allah, plus the mercy of Allah, then we don't have to worry. It's a short period of fear, but then look at what's going to come. But because I don't know what is going to come, where I am going to end, and how long it will take me to get to Jannah, the fear is even double or triple. So Allah called it Yawmun Azeem. Number one, the extent of the fear, as I said last week, that the pregnant woman will deliver and the breastfeeding mother will throw her baby. People will run away from friends, from family, from their beloved ones. Everyone is running away. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. The person will run away from the brother, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, the mother and the father, وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, and the spouse and the children. Nobody. Imagine earthquake. Have anybody of you lived in an earthquake? How was the earthquake? What did you do at that time? You're gonna check this and that? You're just gonna run. You're just gonna run. You're gonna tell people, you come. If you're not coming, I'm going. At that day, you're not even gonna be looking at anyone. You're just gonna be running. Subhanallah. Now, what is gonna happen? And this is all actually they say. If you wanna know what happens in the day of judgment, just read the Surah Al-Takwir and Al-Inshiqaq. You all know, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ. And the next verse, or the next ayah, وَإِذَا السَّمَاءُ انشَقَّتْ. But he's actually gonna take us through it step by step. Number one. Now here you need to start. If you wanna write, or give me your heart. The Quran, and I'm gonna, some of the things I'm gonna read, because whatever I say is not gonna be as well as he wrote. May Allah give him Jannah al-Firdaus, the author, and the person who translate. The Quran speaks of the horrors of that day, which will shock the people and leave them staring in terror. One of the greatest of these horrors, what is gonna happen? That there will be a total destruction of everything. Everything around us. Look at this beautiful California. Look at this beautiful Orange County. Everything is going to be destroyed completely. Whether it is flat, whether it's the mountains, whether it is the heavens, whether it's the stars, whether it is the sun, whether it is the moon. Everything will be destroyed. Completely. Because there's going to be another earth, as we said, and it's going to be completely flat. It's going to be white and maybe a little bit of reddish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the sky, the first thing that will happen is we're going to hear, if we are, all of us will be, because we're going to be out of the grave. Or if we are still alive, we're going to be dead and then we'll be alive. The first thing we will hear is a huge thunder. And they say the sky will be rent asunder. إِذَا السَّمَاءُ شَقَّتْ. The sky will have a huge sound. Have you heard a bomb, sounds of a bombs? Earthquake, thunderstorm, really bad thunderstorm, when you suddenly jump? Times million. Times million, the sky will be rent asunder and will shake with a dreadful shaking. The sky will open and then it starts shaking. Imagine this. You have been in an airplane and you have went through turbulences. How do you feel? Turbulence, everybody start praying. Everybody pick up their Quran. And everybody remember Allah at that moment. Because it's turbulence, especially if it is really severe turbulence. And this is what's gonna happen in sequence or all at the same time. The earth will have an earthquake. The mountains will be moved, will be moving, and then it will be blown up completely. These mountains, look around you, they will start moving first, and then they will be blown. All these seas will be exploded, and then fire comes out of it. It's all in that day. The sea will explode and fire will come out. The sky will open, as we said, and it's gonna be moving. The sun, kuwirat. The sun, this huge sun, will become like a ball and one around the other. You know, kuwirat, when you have like a ball and you are wrapping, or when you're wrapping a turban, that's takwir. So the sun, this huge, will be around and around and around and will be much smaller. And the moon will go through. What will happen to the moon? It's in the Quran. فَإِذَا بَرِقَ الْبَصَرُ وَخَسَفَ الْقَمَرُ. When you see the thunder, and the moon will go, what will happen to the moon is eclipse. So let's take it one by one. The first thing before any of these happens, and this is even more scary, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is in the Quran, will grab all this earth with his right hand. Don't ask me how. I have no idea. وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ وَالْأَرْضُ جَمِيعًا قَبْضَتُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this in Surah Al-Zumar. They have not given Allah its due right. And all this earth, not Orange County, not the United States, not North America, the whole earth will be all grabbed, and I can't do this because I shouldn't, with Allah's hand. How big is His hand? Who's He? Grabbed all this, and then the sky, وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ مَطْوِيَّاتٌ بِيَمِينِ. In His right hand, He will fold the sky. This is beyond me and you. You just have to read it, and you have to think of it, and you have to imagine what is going to happen, what will happen to me, the one human being. And the billions are all there, and I am one. And the only thing that will save me is what? Only thing will save me is what? What? Is my deeds. Say it. It's only the deed. Nobody else. No one is going to come to my rescue. No one can, even if they want. But nobody wants. But even if they want, nobody will. Subhanallah. So that's the first thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grasp this earth all in one grasp. And then the sky in His right hand folded. يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ كَطَيِّ السَّجِلِّ لِلْكُتُبِ وَعَدًا عَلَيْنَا إِنَّا كُنَّا فَاعِلِينَ. Allah said this in Surah Al-Anbiya, at the end of it, the day that we will fold the sky the same way we fold the book. See how we fold the book? Very easy for us. Of course, for Allah, folding the sky, it's very easy. And then He says, وَعَدًا عَلَيْنَا, promise. And who is more fulfilling of His promise than Allah? So this is happening. It's going to happen, and every human being will live it. It's not I am going to be dead or I'm going to be alive. This doesn't matter. Every human being, يَوْمَ نَطْوِي السَّمَاءَ, He's going to roll it. And then look at this hadith. This is hadith in al-Bukhari. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, it's a hadith Qudsi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say the following. He will seize the earth on the day of resurrection, and He will roll the heavens in His right hand. Then He will speak. And what will He say? Ana al-Malik. I am the king. Where are the kings of this dunya? Where are he? This is He saying, I am the king. Where are the kings of this dunya? You know, all these people we look up to, we want to be like, we disobey Allah to please them. And on that day, He specifically will say, Ana al-Malik, I'm the king. And that should remind me, like, why do I disobey Him and please people? Because He is this or she is that, or she has more, or she's prettier, or whatever. Ana al-Malik, I am the king. Where are the kings of the earth? Where are they? Where are they? And even we see it these days. Right, 50 years ago there was a king in this country or that country. Then he died. And then his son. You also, 2 weeks ago, is it last week actually? Right? And the funeral of Queen Elizabeth. Did you see her grave? Yeah, they showed us. They showed the picture. Plate on it, Queen Elizabeth. Under the earth. Does that matter? Does it have any value with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because that's what He's saying. And then Malik, where is the kings? What does that teach me and you, all of us? What does that teach us? Should, what? Why I'm learning this? It has to change me. How will I change? Not by fear, because you're going to go out and you'll forget all this fear. That's from the rahmah of Allah, by the way. What this should change in me? Who should I focus on, try to please? Only Him. Ana al-Malik. I'm the king. Everybody else has power. Sooner or later, they will lose it. Either they lose it because of death, or they will lose it because of law or because of election. Doesn't matter. People of power will go. Nobody stayed. Except كُلُّ شَيْءٍ هَالِكٌ إِلَّا وَجْهًا. Allah said this. Everything will perish except His face. Subhana. And see how much we really know and give Allah His due right. And we give Allah His, we estimate Allah the way we should. We don't. Everybody else is more important. Am I right? Myself is more important to my career, is more important to my family, my friends. And you, the list is long. It depends where are we in our life. Subhanallah. Now the crushing of the earth and the blowing away of the mountains. This is what's going to happen. Allah said this in Surah Al-Haqq. فَإِذَا نُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ نَفْخَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ وَحُمِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْجِبَالُ فَدُكَّتَا دَكَّةً وَاحِدَةً فَيَوْمَئِذٍ وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةُ. Then, when the trumpet first, the trumpet will be blown. We agreed on that from last week. That's the first one. What will happen? The earth and the mountains shall be removed from their places and crushed with a single crush. Single crush. You haven't seen a mountain crush, but you have seen sinkholes. There was a picture today in the news. Two people died because of the sinkhole. Have you, do you know what sinkhole is? Right? Do you know? All the youth know what sinkhole? Yes? Sinkhole is literally like this ground will basically open. It changes in the earth itself. It gets very weak and then it opens up. So whoever is on that spot will be swallowed by the earth. Subhanallah. And what happens on the Day of Judgment, this earth will be absolutely blown away and the mountains will be moving. And that's what the verse says. And the earth and the mountains shall be removed from their places and crushed with a single crush. Then at that day, the Day of Judgment has started. Mountains. What is the biggest mountain in the world? What is the highest? Mount Everest, right? We all know. Where is it? Where is Mount Everest? I can't hear you. Okay. Where? I can't hear you. Okay, still I can't hear you. There's nobody answering me on it. So how high is it? I'm not going to ask you because there's no need for that. That one, which is the highest place on this earth, what will happen to it? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ فَقُلْ يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّي نَسْفًا. They ask you about the mountains. What will happen to it? Tell them. Tell them. Allah will blow them. And what will happen to them? Two things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran. Either they will become like sand, or they will become like wool. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ. Like wool. This is not yet the Day of Judgment. I'm coming to the end. I'm leaving the best for the last. This is just going. So the earth, gone. The mountains becomes like sand. Two things. Then comes in, we get to the sun, and or the brushing forth and flowing of the seas. The seas will all gonna flow, and then fire will come out of it. Have you seen that? There was a video on YouTube. I highly recommend all of you go and see it. And whoever did it actually said at the end of it, he put وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. He put the verse from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. When the seas will open up and fire comes out of it. And he showed a video of the bottom of the ocean where there is fire. And you wonder, how can a fire be with water? But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something, it's going to happen. So the seas, وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ فُجِّرَتْ. وَإِذَا الْبِحَارُ سُجِّرَتْ. What happens to this sky? يَوْمَ تَمُورُ السَّمَاءُ مَوْرًا when the sky on that day, the heavens will shake with a dreadful shaking. Dreadful shaking. We're not yet facing Allah. We're not there yet. This is all introduction. This is all pre. So the sky will absolutely be shaken, and the sky will be absolutely a dreadful shaking. Then the color will change. Any one of you saw sunset today? I'm sure you have noticed the change in colors. And you, I don't know if you've seen the moon today. It's amazing view, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. And the sky changed gradually, the color. On the day of judgment, the sky color will change. And Allah said this also in Surah Al-Rahman. شَقَّتُ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. What's a dihan? It's a color. It's a color. You all know Surah Al-Rahman. And what is the color is going to be? And they say then when the heavens is rent asunder, it becomes rosy or red like oil or red hide. The color will change. It's not going to be like, you know, I'm looking and I'm saying, subhanAllah, it's beautiful. It's going to be shaking. There's going to be fire. And then the light will change, subhanAllah. Then what happens to the stars? All this beautiful galaxy, all the beautiful pictures you all have been seeing with a new telescope. What will happen to the galaxy? How is the galaxy? I don't want you to get into physics, but just an idea. How all the stars are together? They're all like connected, right? On the day of judgment, that connection will go. So what will happen? They will fall. You have something connected, you cut the ribbon or you cut the rope in between, all of them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا الْكَوَاكِبُ تَثَارَتْ. When the stars, all the stars will be scattered. There will be no... What is the uniqueness about this earth now and this universe? What is the uniqueness about it? It's the system. Everything is organized. Everything is measured. On the day of judgment, all this will disappear. All this will go. Everything will be absolutely what we are not used to. The earth is not the same earth. The sky is not the sky. The sea is not the sea. The sounds, these stars, all of them will be changed. Where are we at that time? Where will be in this new earth? In that new earth, where is it? Nobody knows. This is fi ilm al-ghayb. And then what will happen? What will happen? Who's going to come? Who's going to come? Come on. Who's going to come? Say it. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ نُفِخَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. So the first one with all these changes. Then the second blow, right? And everybody will be standing. And who's going to be coming? Come on. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا. Allah is going to come. This is in the Quran, so Surah Az-Zumar. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا وَجِيءَ وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Once we are all standing, second, Allah is going to come. Don't ask me how. Don't ask me who is he, or meaning how he will be. I have no idea. And he's going to come, and the books is going to come, and the prophets are coming, and the righteous people are coming. And now is the exam. Now is the interview. This was all introduction. Now is the interview. Is it called Al-Hisab wal-Jaza? When is it? And what he is going to ask me? What? Say it. You all know it. You're too quiet. I don't think I said anything you don't know. What is it? I want to hear it. We need to hear it. I can't hear you. This is what includes, they say, the reckoning, the hisab, when Allah is going to take me accountable. When we say al-hisab, reckoning, that day includes the following. Number one, what Allah will say to me. What I will say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the people who will witness for me or against me, including the prophets and the angels. So number one, Allah is going to be asking me. And I am going to be answering. And there will be my book. And there will be witnesses. The angels and people. The angels and the people. So let's take it one by one. And I read for you the verse. Who is the one who's going to take me accountable? Who's the first one who's going to tell me, why did you do that? Why didn't you pray that maghrib? Why didn't you put your hijab? Who's going to be the one who's asking these questions? Who's going to, I want to hear it. Everybody say it. And who's Allah? Go back to the first 2 weeks. And I'm going to be alone. No one will be with me. No one will come to my rescue. The interview is one-to-one. We all had interview one-to-one. You know, sometimes they say that it's going to be a committee, and then it's going to be one-to-one. This one is one-to-one. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِيهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْدًا. Allah said, this is Surah Maryam. Each one of them will come to him on the day of judgment, alone, single. Your friend will not come. Or your husband is not gonna come. Or the wife is not gonna come. The mother will not come. The son will not come. Right? And Allah in many places in the Quran said that. And Allah is gonna come and they say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, they say, Alhamdulillah, that the one who's gonna take me accountable, one of his names is Al-Adl, the just. So at least I know what will happen to me is justice. Because this is not a human beings. This is him, subhanahu, al-adil, the just. So when he's going to ask me why you did this, is not exaggeration, hasha. It's real. And I will have nothing to say because my book will be my witness. And hal yandurun, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they will see, or what are they waiting for to change? It's a question in the Quran. هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ. Allah is going to come. How? Don't ask me. Don't ask me. Nobody knows. But Rasulullah didn't comment on this. He's going to come with the clouds. But how? Now, you just to have an idea. Angel Jibreel, when we talked about angels, if you remember, how big was Angel Jibreel? How many wings he had? How many wings he had? 600. And when Rasul saw him as he is, he said his wings filled the space between the earth and the sky. That's one angel. What about Allah? What about Allah? And he is going to ask me by myself. And what am I going to say? What am I going to say? I can't lie. There is no, I didn't mean it. There is no, it was a mistake. None of this. In fact, I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to be speaking. Who's going to be speaking? It's my book. اقرأ كتابك. كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. Read your book. That's what Allah said. Enough. Your book will be the witness. The book will say the truth. The book is not going to lie. If you prayed that day, the book will say she prayed. And if you lied that day, the book will say she lied. I can't say I didn't mean it. It's there. Especially if I didn't repent, if I didn't do a good deed to follow, if I didn't ask Allah for forgiveness. Because if I did, then it will be removed. أُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. If I make a mistake in this earth, not there, here, I did a mistake, I sinned, it doesn't matter what it is. But then I turn to Allah and I ask for forgiveness and follow it by a good deed, the book is clear. And there is going to be two books. You all know that, right? Two scales. Which one I want it to be heavy? The right one. You all know the answers. Can I say my right one is heavy? Can I say, yalla ya Allah, I'm ready, let's go. I'm fine. I know for sure. Show me. Can I say that? Can anyone in this room say this? Can any human being other than the Prophet say that? What are we waiting to change? Honestly, I asked myself this question today as I was reading this. When is the time? When the trumpet will blow? Or when the stars is going to fall? Or when the mountain will be ashes and like a wall? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come. And all the prophets is going to come. The messenger will be, so it's Yawmul Arab. Again, we don't know how it is, but it's going to be huge. And all the prophets will be coming. In the arena, they call it the arena of judgment. So when you go to watch a football game, huge, or whatever, when there's a huge arena, this is a fraction of a fraction. This is less than 1%. Because how many people can be in an arena? 1 million, 2 million? How many people from the day Allah created this earth till the day of judgment, they're gonna be? Billions. The arena of judgment, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is gonna bring the prophets. The first people who will be brought, and what he's gonna say. And he knows, of course. No, not the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam yet. What Allah is going to ask the prophets? The prophets are all going to be coming. Imagine this. This is like, we need our imagination. The prophets are coming. What Allah will ask them? And then he's going to ask Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. What is the question? And he knows the answer. But so that is going to be, I have no excuse. What he's going to ask the prophets? Did you deliver the message? Did you deliver the message? Did the message reach them? Did the message reach me? Did the message reach you? Did the message reach you? Yes or no? And that's why Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, if you remember, in the last sermon, when he was in Arafah, what did he say? هَلْ بَلَّغْتَ اللَّهُمَّ فَشْهَدْ اللَّهُمَّ هَلْ بَلْ 3 times. He said to the 120,000 that they were with him in the last Hajj. And in Arafah, and he said, did I deliver the message? And they said, yes. He said, did I deliver the message? They said, yes. Did I deliver the message? They said, yes. He said, Allahumma fashhad. Ya Allah, you are my witness. Did he deliver the message to you and me? Did it reach me and you in every single language? Yes or no? What is the excuse? What is the reason? And I'm throwing all these questions, don't answer me. These questions, each one of us, young and old. And I am so jealous of the youth. You will be surprised. Because I wish I was your age and someone taught me this. I probably would have been very different. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposes you at this young age to all this information, is not just because he chose you to come on a Tuesday. 8:30, it's almost 9 something now. And you're listening, why? Because he wants you to learn. Let alone the mothers. Let alone not very youth. Let alone in between. This needs to be for me. And I need to go home and say, Ya Rabbi, Laka Alhamd. Ya Allah, I'm so grateful. Yeah, this was scary. Yes, this, I don't want to hear it. But you made me hear it. you brought me. I don't know why I chose this subject, don't ask me. SubhanAllah. Now, Ya Allah, you made me learn, what do I need? Help me to change. Help me to change. When we will change, He gave us everything. Everything. SubhanAllah, everything. When we will change. There's a lot of khair, there's a lot of goodness. SubhanAllah, yeah, on the weekend I was in the Bay Area. La ilaha illallah, there was more than 300 women attending this conference. It's only women. Different ages. Alhamdulillah. I mean, I came to the room and I was like, Ya Allah, there's a lot of khair still. Still. I mean, it's a Sunday. People can be doing anything else they want. But they came. So I don't want you to despair. That the goal of this class is not to make, well, if you get afraid, alhamdulillah. Because sometimes I need to be scared. Right? Right? If I don't get scared, I'm not going to change. If there's no exam, I will never study. Right? Tell me about it. If there's no exam, I will never review. I will not memorize. And there is a huge exam waiting for us. And He's going to come. So number one, He's going to ask their prophets, did you deliver the message? Of course they know. Second, He's going to ask the angels, what did you write? What did you write? And then He's going to ask other people. There's people who's going to be witness against and for the others. And then each one, the fact Allah is going to ask me a question, that's by itself is punishment. Because the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said this to Sayyidina Aisha, من نوقش في الحساب من نوقش الحساب فقد عذب. The person who's going to be in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to Allah say, why did you do that? Why didn't you do that? That's why itself is a punishment. You know when you love someone, and you really love someone, and you have done something against them, and they come, and you know they know, how do you feel? Let alone when they look at you and says, why did you say this about you? Why did you, how do you feel? Why did you do that? And this is a human being. And imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to change, ladies. Time, I don't know how much time left for us. SubhanAllah. Could be that today is the last day. Could be tomorrow. Allah knows. But the more Allah gives me and you time and gives you and me opportunity, grasp it. Hold it. Don't waste it. I don't know if it's going to come back again. I have no idea. Change. Help each other to change. You're a beautiful community. SubhanAllah. Honestly, I mean, this is 9:30 on a Tuesday and look, all of you are here. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the good in you. But أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, hasn't time came in to the believers to change? When? Did anybody put a deadline for themselves? That this time I'm going to be praying 5 times a day. This day I'm going to be, that's it, I'm going to change. I'm not going to watch this. I'm not going to say this. Is it? Do it and help each other. This is the most important thing. Help each other on this. There's way more I can cover, but I just decided I'm not going to give you everything because I really want you to sleep tonight. But think of that and ask yourself, as I asked myself, as I was reading, I looked from the window and I said, are you ready? If this will happen today, as you are sitting on this desk preparing, are you ready to go through this? And none of us, I doubt if anybody in this room will say, we are ready. But alhamdulillah, we still have time. Because I'm still breathing. As long as I am breathing, there's hope. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Tawbah, repentance, going back to Allah, for those who make sins, who commit sins, but immediately they ask Allah for forgiveness and they change. وَلَيْسَتَ التَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. And repentance is not that somebody keeps sinning and sinning and sinning, and then when death comes in, when the breath comes to hear, when the froth, you see the froth on the mouth, there is no more tawbah. The book is closed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who listen to the word of admonition and listen and learn and apply. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this gathering and all what we learned today is for us, not against us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to change and help us to see truth as truth and falsehood as falsehood. Ya Rabbi, Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi tasliman kathira. Don't forget next week, so those of you who came late, we're going to be 7 to 8. Inshallah, yes, jazakallahu khair. 7 to 8, and we're going to be upstairs. So we will finish by Isha. Also, how many tickets left here, brother? Huh? This coming Sunday? 2 weeks from now? Is it 2 weeks? 15 of, it's 2 weeks. 15 of October. You all probably know by now. There is, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, there's a very good conference coming. This is the first time it comes to Southern California. I wouldn't say I was a part that brought them here, but let's say I said, why not? So don't disappoint me. Let's put it this way. No, I'm just kidding. If you are planning to come, please buy the tickets, because this Sunday, that's it. It happened in the Bay Area. I was one of the speakers. People came, the doors were closed. There was no space. And the people had to go back. Don't do that. You still have time. Go online. It's Miftah Institute. I'm sure you all got we gave you the flyer 2 weeks ago. If you're planning to come, go and get the ticket. It's beautiful. Basically, the whole theme, it's called Anchored by the Quran. But the theme is, how can I use the Quran in my difficult times when I am down? And specifically, I'm going to be covering on depression, anxieties, difficulties. How can I really use the Quran? Not just say it. Does it really, the Quran will help me? And beautiful speakers are coming. Good number of them are coming from out of town. So if you are planning, please go ahead and register. This Sunday, they will close it. Jazakumullah khair. Any question? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Barakallahu feekum.